season 3 of Everything But the Lesson Plan podcast, and I am your host, Francesca Thompson, educator and founder of Thrive 12. We have some great guests lined up for season 3. Yes, buckets. I'm sticking my foot into a few controversial topics this season, so I hope I don't lose my foot or get canceled, but I am going for it. My New Year's resolution is to slay, go for it all, don't turn back, I deserve more, who gonna stop me? Yeah, all of that. That's the energy I'm bringing in 2024. Yep, y'all gonna get sick of me, but it's okay. I will be bringing you the truth. Today, I want to focus on your mentor, work best friend, or critical friends. Yes, who is your person? Your person that you depend on and lean on at work. A report from Education Week stated that teachers are feeling happier at work than previous years. Okay, we got a snap for that. But they are still nearly twice as likely as other working adults to experience frequent job-related stress. So I will say the happiness is probably because we're kind of getting over COVID. If you remember that time, if you were an educator during the COVID time, my goodness. Okay. That was the saddest time, right? So I can understand why teachers are feeling happier, but the work is still there. The issues are still the same. So I know that the level of stress is still there. So of course, that is why the report also talked about teachers are trying to leave education. 70% said when they surveyed this, the people that were leaving, 70% said it was because of the stresses and disappointments of teaching were not worth it. Well, hold up. Let's see if we can figure out how to deal with some of that. But let's think about that word disappointment, right? Let's pause on that. What is that? Disappointment. According to the dictionary, it is sadness or displeasure caused by the non-fulfillment of one's hopes or expectation. You know what? Disappointment happens in any industry that you're in, right? So how can we deal with that in education? I remember my first year, I had left my corporate job. Yep, I am a non-traditional teacher. Was working with the big folks at some point in time and insurance. And so I left my corporate job to work with students, traded in my briefcase. No, I really did not have a briefcase for a book bag. Yes, I do have a book bag. I don't really know what I didn't really know what I was going to be expecting as a teacher, right? I just knew that I had made the decision and I had to start. I was assuming, even though it was many, many years ago, that I would be a bit excited, you know, nervous and ready for the next chapter that first year. And all of those things actually happen, right? I will say, out of all of the things that happened my first few years in teaching, there were definitely some great times. And I did have some disappointing times, right? Especially in my first 40 days of school, because I didn't know what I was doing. I was a corporate girl. So education, yes, it's just not like other industries in some aspects, because we do have to deal with the adults and the children, right? The adults and our students, our teacher friends, our the coworkers, and our students, right? And so it can be a bit overwhelming. But once you have mastered that, and let me tell you guys, you will master it, okay? Give it some time. It will become rewarding. But it is important to have a person. A person is needed to help you to get through those years or even your first year. You may have different situations that occur that you are not prepared to handle, even if you think you are prepared to handle them, right? That is why you need a person, someone who is going to be there for you, your work buddy, a mentor that can be that shoulder to lean on when you run into the unexpected at work. Yes, get yourself a work best friend to help you thrive. Because if not, you're going to feel alone. And that can be depressing sometimes when you don't feel like you have someone in your corner or someone you can go to. You need someone that you can call on when you're facing challenges with parents, with your students, your administrators. It happens, right? It happens every day. But you need a voice of reason, especially when your emotions are heightened. I remember when I had a not so positive interaction with a coworker. This person had just really, guys, I mean, when I think about the story, my heart still hurts. This story, this is many, many, many years ago, but my heart still hurts. This person had just killed one of my initiatives that I was trying to bring to the school. I had worked so hard for this. When I tell you I wasn't sleeping, I probably was looking a mess. I was working my butt off to get this thing done. And something that this person did, our action ended up literally killing the deal. So I was at school when I found out, and I was torn up into little bitty pieces. Okay. I was speechless when I found out, and broken at the same time. I immediately went to my person. She is what one would consider the definition of the real OG in education. Like, she had history, she had her ups and downs, she has experienced disappointments, all of that. And so she had a lot of nuggets to get me through it. So when this thing happened, I pulled up, I walked in. I don't even know how I got into her classroom. I might have been beamed in at this point in time. I kind of just was there. I appeared, you know, I don't know how, but I was there and I knew that I needed to get to her. She knew, she could see that I was physically upset, disappointed, broke. And at that moment, she had to provide me with a tremendous amount of comfort. She had to assure me that it would be okay, and that things are going to work out. She provided me with stories of her past failures and her disappointments. And she was about to retire anyway. So she was like, girl, in her mind, now that I'm replaying this, even though my heart, guys, it still hurts. But in my mind, I thought she probably like, this child over here crying about this, I'm gonna need for her to stop. But she gave me some good advice. She also gave me some hard advice on taking a break. She knew that I had invested so much time into getting this thing done, and she wanted me to just sit down and reflect and then come back to it later, right? And so, you know, people who know me taking a break, that's like, what? I was like that kid who during nap time was like, nap time, I want to go outside. So breaks, no breaks. Look, at night, look, I told my father-in-law, I was like, I don't take naps, I don't take breaks. Only time you're gonna see me sleeping is whenever it gets dark outside. Okay, I'm ready to go full speed all the time. So she had to tell me to sit down, right? And just kind of just relax and just reflect. And I needed that. She was my person, right? So it's important to have one. Even if they're not physically at your school, you might be at a school where you just looking around and you like, I hear what you're saying, but I do not trust not one person up in here. I get you. I understand it. We all may, you know, we may not have that situation where there are several people that we could pick from to be our person. So you might have to find someone outside of your school, right? But you need someone that's going to help you to get through those rough patches. You see, education is very different from corporate. Sometimes our disappointments and unexpected events come out of nowhere. That's why it's important to have a person you can call on, text, run to, lean on, all of these good things. When we think about the different levels of support, let's break those down. You got a teacher mentor, Somebody's responsible for planning, helping you plan, helping you learn how to communicate, helping you to support you as a teacher, helping you with your learning targets, supporting all of your highs and lows, your good days and your bad days. You have your critical friends. These are your people who encourage you and very, very supportive, but they also provide you with that honest and candid feedback. And sometimes it can get uncomfortable, right? With the feedback. It might be difficult to hear sometimes, but what I call these people, you need a real one on your team. Okay. I don't need someone who just going to tell me, oh, girl, you so good. You good all the time. No, because I know I'm not. I need someone to check me when I'm not, right? My very first critical friend, when I first started teaching, that's what she did for me. She was like, that person was like, girl, no, we're not doing this. I'm gonna need you to sit down. And I needed that, even though at that time I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna like her. But those critical friends are the ones who give you that honest feedback. Then you got your teacher buddy. This is probably your person you turn up with. Okay. This is who during planning, you might go see him or her and y'all just laughing it up and get back to work, right? But this is your person that you have a really good relationship with. This is your work friend that's going to help you through thick and thin. And if you can't, like I said, if that person is not physically in your building, you can definitely have a work buddy that you can call, right? But it's important to have someone. So who is your person? And if you don't have one, I want you to work on this year trying to establish that type of relationship, finding someone in your building or outside of school that can invest that person and have this conversation. I'm an educator. It's tough out in these streets sometimes, right? And I need someone I can go to and just bounce ideas off of. And then someone who might can be honest with me, or I might call you whenever I'm just not feeling that well. And I just may need you to just hear me out. So I want you to work on getting you a person. I have been in education for over, I don't know, 17 years, I guess. And I have had different people throughout different stages of those 17 years. Okay. It's not always been the same person. But the people that have been my critical friends or mentors or teacher buddies, they were right on time. That is who I needed at that moment to get me through that year. Okay. And then the next year they might be gone and you might have to establish a new relationship, but that's okay. You're a teacher. We know how to do that. I'm going to put some resources in the show notes that will help you kind of navigate this space of finding a mentor or understanding teacher buddies and critical friends. And, you know, when I think about this episode, I just think about mental health and how it's important. Finding someone that can be there for you when you need it the most, right? It's just really important for teachers to really zone in on mental health, okay? That's what my dissertation research is about, is the mental health of a teacher. And so I want you to know that having a critical friend is really part of that process, or having a teacher buddy is part of that process. So whatever you do, I want you to keep thriving for sure. Keep thriving. We're going to be back next week. Got a guest next week. And so stay tuned, share this information with people, let people know about everything but the lesson plan. We're back, season 3. This is our first episode for season 3. Thank you for listening. This program is brought to you by Thrive 12, an educational resource company dedicated to educators around the world. Check us out on www.thrive12.com. Look at some of the resources I have for y'all. Be back next week.